Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Real nice. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show on this 30th. The final day of June, Al Morgani.
Oh, is it?
It is going to be a very hot one today on this. What's a Thursday, right? And this is not traditional for Angelo not to be here on a Thursday.
No, he worked 3 days in a row.
So he needs a respite. I mean, he worked yesterday. You guys had a great time down the shore. It was an awesome show to listen to.
It turned
Jason
into
Kelsey
a major party at yesterday afternoon.
I followed along on social media after the show was over. You had the Kelsey family there, and Jason and his brother Travis, who were the life of the party.
Mailata was the life
of the party. Jordan Mailata was, they were playing Flip Cup, and everybody was having a good old time. Yep. Lots of money was raised for the Eagles Autism Challenge.
That was a party.
Which was awesome. Well, if you haven't noticed already, there is a significant roster change for this morning's morning show. Obviously, Angelo, normally off on Wednesday, took off today. John Johnson filling in. Al Morgani is here. Al, making his triumphant return to the WIP newsroom in for Rhea Hughes, the one and only Rob Cherry. Rob!
I didn't know we still had a newsroom. Apparently we do.
There is another room that exists. It's not technically the newsroom anymore. It's kind of like an extra booth, Al. That, you know,
I'm working with two negatives.
No.
A Hall of Famer. Excuse me.
Two negatives.
Is this what happens when you become a Hall of Famer? You get all snooty
like
that?
How do I get negatives?
Oh, no, dude, listen,
two negatives make a positive.
That's right.
See if that's true today.
We're going to teach everybody a lesson, Rob Cherry
and
myself.
Good night, good hockey, Al.
Good night, good hockey.
So Rob Cherry's here. Al Morgani's here. I am here. Joe Wechter is here. Ava Graham is here. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot to get into this morning. NBA free agency commences this evening, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Al Morgani.
6 p.m.
Just like the NFL, although it doesn't officially start until tonight. Deals will be happening as early as this morning.
Legal tampering.
And may become official tonight. So, you know, Rob Cherry is in the official slash unofficial newsroom. So should something come about, we know we will hear from Rob first. So stay tuned all morning long involving all things 76ers. Al, could Bradley Beal become a Sixer? Mm. He chose to decline his player option in D.C. and elect free agency. Well, don't hold your breath too long, but it's a possibility. I think I'm living in an alternate universe. I have been told by many, Al, in the last 12 hours, that James Harden is a super nice guy and a team player.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Will that win them a championship? We'll get into that in just a few minutes. As I mentioned, it was a great show yesterday. I have to revisit some of that with you throughout the course of this morning's show, because that was very cool, including Al Morgani, I thought, was a dog whisperer.
Yeah.
Apparently that is not
Fails.
The case. Failed miserably with Angelo's dog.
Ugh.
I hope that the Phillies, since yesterday morning's show, sent you guys a nice fruit basket.
Fruit basket?
Because, you know, yesterday was a real fun show. You talked a lot, you know, with Jason Kelsey for 2 hours and his brother Travis and everybody else. And as a result, the Phillies dodged a major one. And talking about what has transpired with them in game one of their series against the Braves, And now we have a major problem on our hands. And there are, well, multiple people, I think, that need to be called out. Last night, if you missed Game 2 of Phillies Braves, congratulations. You did yourself a huge favor. Saved yourself a lot of aggravation. The bats were dreadful again. They could not string hits together in the minimal, you know, the small amount that they had to begin with. When opportunities presented themselves, the highest paid players on the roster out came up empty again.
Yep.
Pitching did its job. But
yeah, they have gut pitching.
But it didn't matter. It did not matter at all. Braves beat the Phillies for the second night in a row. Last night's final was 4-1. This is their biggest stretch of games this season now. They're all against teams ahead of them in the wild card. This is what puts you right in the middle of it again. It makes it all the more interesting as you get closer to the trade deadline. You have three against the Braves, who are ahead of them, and three against the Cardinals,
who are
ahead of them. But they've started out 0-2 and have looked absolutely lifeless at the plate. How lifeless? 1-for-13 with runners in scoring position, 19 strikeouts, and if my calculations are correct, 13 left on base. Al Morgani, Nick Castellanos, is making $100 million as a Philadelphia Philly. He is paid so to go 0-for-4 in yesterday's game. Explain.
He's terrible right now. I don't think they're lifeless.
Now, when you say right now, you mean for 2022?
Yeah.
Like all season long?
One game where he had some singles.
He had a four-hit game two games ago.
Yeah.
Three games ago. And that was it.
It's amazing they're as close as they are with what's happened with him with the middle of their lineup.
Well, and they're only two games above 500. All right. Al JT Realmuto. 0-for-3. Explain.
He's terrible.
$115 million.
Yeah, it's the worst case scenario. When you signed him, this was the warning. This was the warning sign when you signed him. Like, what do you, you know, there are only so many Posadas that as they age are going to keep hit, you know what I mean? As
yeah, there's very few, but
that,
you know.
Guy Molina.
But to go 0 for however long he's been 0 for with the exception of one or two hits
here and there.
With
men on base, yeah.
This is terrible.
No, it's what they need those two so desperately. Well, and then another guy too. They need those three players so desperately with Harper out, and right now there's been no response from them.
None at all. Rob Cherry, perhaps I'm off base here. When they signed these two players, $100 million and $115 million, they're paid to win games because of them, yes?
Did we not? Castellanos had a career year last year, right?
That's correct.
At age 30?
At age 30,
is it a little risky to sign a guy that has a career year at age 30 and think he's going to do that every year now?
Five years, $100 million for Castellanos, $115 for JT Realmuto. And not having Harper for up to 2 months stinks. I get it. You know, we'll 6 to 8 weeks as of right now.
Yeah, but you're supposed to have the bats.
$230 million payroll out.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no excuse for this. And here's the thing. As mad as I am, as we are, at these two players, there is someone who has not even been mentioned who needs to do a hell of a lot more than what he's been doing. Last night. Featured two, it's a shame of the loss, but within the game itself, if you wanted to say, well, this sucks, but at least we had this, there were two feel-good stories. It's always nice to see major league debuts from farm guys, right? It's kind of a feel-good, hey, root for the best. Well, former number one pick, soon to be 31-year-old Mark Appel.
That was a good story.
Made his major league debut out of the bullpen. He allowed a single, but unscathed, just a hit, nothing more, one strikeout, I believe. Everybody was applauding. He pitched the top of the ninth inning. It was, it's a shame because it's almost forgettable because they lost the game 4-1. Also, making his major league debut, about to turn 27, Derek Hall. Derek became the first player in Major League Baseball since 1939 to make his major league debut and bat cleanup. Al, he batted cleanup. Why? What does that say?
That's where you are.
Yeah. No, I mean, I could not be happier for those two individuals. They're great stories, but if you look at the reality of the Phillies, this is terrible. So let me get this straight. In this all-in season, where you lose your best player, there's no what ifs. You lost Bryce Harper for 6 to 8 weeks. It's a big loss. But your solution to losing him and to solve issues in the pen is to bring up two minor league lifers. This is your solution, to bring up a 31-year-old to pitch in the bullpen and a 27-year-old who can only play one position. And by the way, he couldn't because Rhys Hoskins plays that position. So he's your DH batting cleanup. It is clear Dave Dombrowski knows how to spend money. Rob Cherry just pointed that out. Oh, look, Castellanos, he had a career year. Sign him to a 5-year contract. Hell, anybody could do that. But isn't he here to be the savvy GM slash whatever his real title is, president, that the previous regime was not? Al, should we not be calling out Dave Dombrowski more? This is his job. Look around baseball. Big-name players, they go down all the time. I know it's unfortunate. Yeah. Injuries happen. For teams who are in the race, the GM within days acquires somebody. Why isn't this happening here?
Well, I don't know who you're going to – I mean, Dombrowski's not a guy to me that you can criticize for not doing anything.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that guy does stuff.
Yeah.
I mean,
what's going on right now?
Well, you can't just snap your fingers. This just happened with Harper.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you want to get Benedetti, you have to have some bargaining, right?
Yeah.
You're not going to give up your top pitching prospect.
Well, there's many things you can give up, though. Are you saying that?
But if he's the guy you want,
mm-hmm.
you can't just give up on him and go get somebody else. You have to at least give him a chance.
So how long are we supposed to sit here?
Well, you have to give him a little bit of time to say, look, the other side's going to try to shake you down for a little bit more. He could probably make a move right now and get him and give up their top pitching prospect.
Yeah.
Would you do
that?
Is this
not an all-in season?
I wouldn't do that.
Is this not an all-in season?
But I wouldn't do it.
So we want to kick the can down the road and save for a couple more years.
But I wouldn't do... No, I'm just saying kick the can down the road for a couple more weeks.
It could be over. It could be over by then. I'm sorry. Is something about what you've seen from Castellanos, Real Muto, Spark? Oh, here they're about to get out of it now. They've both been in a season-long slump. This isn't going to change. You have $230 million spent in your payroll. And we're supposed to just put our hands up and say, you know what? Let's wait another month. What a brilliant idea. Hello.
I don't think he's going to do nothing.
Rob Cherry, help me out here.
What exactly has Dave Dombrowski done that's good so far, Al?
Oh.
Well, I mean, you look at the guys that haven't worked out. Those were good additions.
They were?
Schwarber's
they didn't work out.
Schwarber's a good addition.
That's a good one.
Yes.
That's a good addition
right there.
He's hitting
215.
Yeah, but look at him. That's what you get with him.
He's an all or nothing guy.
Yeah, really. I mean, you get him. You got him there. Castellanos has been a flop. I mean, really. Presumably, it's going to be a swing and a miss. I mean, as baseball says, it's a long season. But that has been, but he did stuff. He went in and did stuff to get back to the ballpark.
He spent money.
The pitching's been
His
better.
Bullpen?
The pitching's been better. Rob, the pitching's been better than I thought.
The bullpen is, what did they do 2 nights ago? Bullpen.
Yeah, but they did coming off a road trip where they were unhittable.
Yeah, Rob, you know what I'm hearing here? I'm hearing a Boston guy defend another Boston guy. That's what's going on here.
That's it.
This is exactly what's going on.
I mean, he's done. I don't know that you can criticize.
Because he does a lot doesn't mean he gets a pass here.
No, but you can't just snap your fingers and say, well, I want Benedetti. I want him badly.
Yes, I can do that.
But I know that if I want him badly, I'm not going to get suckered into giving up Painter.
Let's just sit here and wait till August 2nd. Let's just
Oh, no, he won't wait till August
2nd. They're floating above water right then and there. Let's just wait another month.
You know what the track record is with people the Phillies have drafted, pitchers they've drafted over the years? Drafted like three in the last 50 years that have worked out.
Yeah, let's just cling to hopes that he's Aaron Nola or Cole Hamels, because that's all you have for the last 25 years.
That's the last 50 years.
Don't worry, Al. This is what has happened ever since Al Morgani found out he was going into the Hockey Hall of Fame. He's got this he's coasting now. We got to whip him into shape. Ladies and gentlemen, please vent to us about the Philadelphia Phillies this morning.
I'm more
we
upset
be
that they keep running Moniak out there.
Well, that leads to Rob Thompson, we hope the best for him, but man, he should be getting called on the carpet for what he's doing with Mickey Moniak. And I realize he has limited options there, but Moniak is not a major league player.
No.
Any option is better than Mickey Moniak in these games now. I cannot believe I'm saying put Odubel Herrera in center field.
If they told me that they were pinch hitting a relief pitcher for Moniak, mm-hmm. I'd be fine with it.
Girardi's last act was to pinch hit Odubel for Moniak with the bases loaded and hit him to a double play.
Oh, my God.
I hope you're happy.
Well, we are going to talk a lot about the Phillies today. There's some big Sixers stuff we're going to get into very, very shortly, just a few moments. Oh, but we also have
Hey, I need people to help me out. I'm between two of the most negative minds on the planet here.
You're saying
deal
I'm
with it.
Dying.
No. This is we are here to be the realists, Al Morgani. I don't know what world you're living in right now.
He's in a Hall of Fame is
like
what he is.
Is that what it is?
I feel like Mr. Rogers.
On cloud nine. But we also have I'm looking at it right now. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 awesome prizes to give away this morning. How would you like, Al, a limited edition signed Jason Kelce WIP shirt.
I saw them yesterday. They are cool.
You guys were wearing them yesterday. Yep. They were awesome. We got a pair of tickets to Phillies Cardinals this coming Saturday.
A couple days away.
Phillies 4th of July baseball cap. A four-pack to tickets to the Battleship New Jersey on the 4th of July.
Oh, that'll be fun. The fireworks?
The fireworks, yeah. A Phillies cooling headband, which is very cool. Al, this is a... I was looking at a very notable birthday today. Someone who played an important part in my sports youth.
Couldn't wait
to watch them anytime. It wasn't something you would, an athlete you would see once a night, once a week, once a month, maybe once every 6 months.
Hmm.
Today is the 56th birthday of Mike Tyson.
Oh, I have a Mike Tyson story.
Al Morgani has a Mike Tyson story.
This is unbelievable. So you what time is it?
Hold off on your Mike Tyson story because you have seemed to have met everybody.
I did not meet him, but I'll tell you.
How is that? Well, hold off on that. I imagine the 6 degrees of Al Morgani will reveal you know Mike Tyson somehow. Mm-hmm. Rob, he knows Pamela Anderson. He knows her so well that he calls
her
by what, Al?
Pammy.
By Pam.
From where?
We'll revisit. Yeah. Yes, of course, through hockey.
I don't know.
But anyway,
Tommy Lee?
It is the 56th. Yeah, look in the background. The 56th birthday of Mike Tyson.
Is it
fair to say that Mike Tyson is a bit menacing, a bit scary?
I remember
1986 was so long ago. Youngest heavyweight champion ever.
He was 20 years old at the time.
1986. He is 56 years old, and if the latest video of him beating up some guy on an airplane was any indication, he's still just as menacing.
Yeah, that guy deserved a beatdown.
Now, we are in the presence of someone who can be deemed a bit scary.
Who's that?
Morgani. He has a nickname of Angry, it precedes his name, mm-hmm. Angry Rob Cherry.
Yeah.
Rob, in the union world, you know, is a bit scary.
I only intimidate producers these days. Except for Joe Wechter.
Well, we are looking for best five here. We have five prizes. Someone who is scary. Someone you wouldn't want to mess with. Someone you want to be on the wrong side of. Now, I know we could go down the wrong road here.
What do you mean?
They cannot be convicted of a crime or accused of a crime.
Oh.
Sports, entertainment, someone notable, but please avoid that because you probably won't win.
Oh,
our judge, because he knows all about being scary and menacing, is Rob Cherry.
Rob Cherry, the radio program.
He's doing the radio program this morning. 215-592-9494. We got Malik, we got Keith, we got Mike, and then we got you. Best time to jump on board is when the show first gets underway. By the way, Al,
mm-hmm.
Rob Cherry, longest tenured news person here at WIP.
Nice.
He is the pro's pro. He is the Hall of Famer
in
terms of the newsroom and updates.
Okay.
He has not done an update since the pandemic.
Why?
Well, I mean, he hasn't been here.
There was no
sports to do updates with. And then, you know, we eliminated updates for the most part, with the exception of mornings. So this is going to be, you know,
if he knows how to do it.
Is it like riding a bike?
No. Oh. Absolutely not.
So
I don't even know the out cues or in cues.
Feel free to be as judgmental as you want, Al Morgani.
I'm sure he'll do a professional job. It'll be terrible, but I'll say it's good.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for your support, Hall of Famer.
Don't go anywhere.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.